terms of the title, what does empowered mean?
Well, empowered actually has a double meaning there. The first meaning is that your customers are more empowered than ever before. Your customers are much more likely to be in social networks now, as well as to be using things like mobile internet access on their iPhones or Blackberries. They can create and upload their own videos really cheaply, and they have access to all sorts of web services. This means that your customers have more power over a company than ever before. But it also refers to the empowered employee. It means that the only way to deal with these empowered customers is to empower your own staff to use technology to solve their problems. And many of the same technologies the customers are using are now accessible to employees to actually build solutions for those customers.
So Josh, how do you identify an empowered employee?
We have this concept in the book we call heroes, highly empowered and resourceful operatives. And these are people who are actually building solutions for the business. So, hey, cool, I used Facebook and put something up, doesn't qualify. But if you have employees who have built a plan for how to use Twitter to serve the company, or who have conceived the idea of creating a customer community, or who want to build a mobile application, these are the kind of people we would call heroes. And in fact, we actually classify their projects in the book based on whether this is something quick and simple, or sometimes the kind of things that an IT department would normally do but are now being done by employees in all sorts of customer-facing parts of the company.
Now that I can see a problem, because IT departments like to keep control of the IT. How do they work in this new environment?
Well, the first step is to acknowledge that you're not in control of the IT. So we know, because of the surveys that we've done, that over one-third of all employees, knowledge workers out there, are using technology that they've provisioned themselves. For example, 25% of information workers are using login required sites that are not sanctioned, like LinkedIn or Google Docs. So starting there, IT isn't in control, and continuing with the fact that people are using mobile phones to access things that they can't get at through work, that a lot of these things are inexpensive, and that a lot of these projects, technology projects, have budgets that are so small that the IT department can't really get involved in any efficient way. The new role of IT is to be a technology supporter and advisor to a lot of these companies, and also to maintain control of the things that they have to keep the company safe and efficient. So if you're coming up with an application that's going to use up half the bandwidth on the corporate network, or if you're about to open up a customer database in a way that is insecure and will cause security issues, then obviously IT needs to get involved and help people to understand where the boundaries are.
How can an IT department adapt from where they are today?
Well, we have a lot of advice for IT in the book, and the first step is for them to develop relationships with people in these lines of business. I mean, you say an IT department, but the individual IT executives or workers certainly ought to be making friends with people throughout the organization that are using technology and making themselves into this sort of supporter and advisor role. We've also seen companies where IT takes the lead in helping to stimulate this activity. At Aflac, which is an insurance company in the United States, the CIO actually hired Forrester Research and me to come in. We convened managers from all across the company, and we talked to them about social media. They developed their own ideas, and they ended up deploying a couple of very interesting communities for their partners and customers. All of that deployment happened outside of the IT department. But it was the CIO who basically said, hey, you guys need to take a look at this. And oh, by the way, when you decide what platform you want to put this on, let's talk so I can help you to make a decision that you'll feel good about in the long term and won't regret.
What's the risk if IT doesn't adapt?
Well, there are multiple risks. The first risk is that the more you try and lock down these technologies, the more they just go elsewhere where you don't control them. We quote Malcolm Harkins, who's the chief information security officer for Intel, who said that the perimeter has moved. It used to be you could lock down systems, but now that people have mobile devices and home computers, they're accessing this stuff from all over the place, and the real challenge is in the brains of the employees, not in the corporate systems. That's where the security boundary is. The other risk for IT is irrelevance, because if all this technology activity is happening outside of the IT department, you can put your head in the sand and imagine it's not happening. You can try and in the end probably fail to shut it down, or you can develop this supporting role and then help people to scale it up to enterprise scale when it's necessary. And I think that you're much better off as an IT executive to be supporting and helping with this than attempting to squash it or sitting in a corner and fretting about the fact that you're not in charge of all the technology anymore.
You mentioned, I think, setting standards so that the heroes can, if they comply with those, the product that they build will be supported by IT and can scale up. Can you expand on that a bit?
Yeah, certainly. So let's imagine, for example, that there's a company that's starting to develop customer communities. Well, there's a lot of different potential platforms to do that on, hundreds of them, in fact. And once you've got one or two going, it may be that IT comes in and says, look, we've worked on this, and we think Jive software is really the best, and if you use that, we can help you more than if you go somewhere else. Now, I just mentioned Jive as an example, but that's the kind of standard that they can set up. There's also the potential to look at internal sharing systems that they can help with, and this is another example of a standard where they can create environments that enable collaboration so that there's sharing about what kinds of technologies work and which ones don't work so well.
What advice do you give people about this new way of working as relating to security?
Well, security is certainly an issue, especially in regulated industries. So, for example, in some industries, for employees in the marketing department to use Twitter would be terrific. If you happen to work in the pharmaceutical industry, then twittering about how great your new drug is going to result in a fine of hundreds of millions of euros. So certainly there have to be rules, but in the end, training is at least as important as technology lockdown here to try and enforce those rules. So I can get up at a conference, for example, and say out loud what I think Forrester's financial results will be next quarter. But that's a violation of my role as an executive at Forrester Research. And I know that because we have all been trained about what is and isn't appropriate for financial disclosure. Now that training has to extend to the fact that if I do a tweet about that, it is exactly the same as if I got up at a conference and talked about it. It is just as illegal, it's just as inappropriate, and it's just as likely to cause a problem. So the solution to this problem is as much, the security problem is as much in the training and as it is in technology rules. Part of the challenge here is that risk is no longer the responsibility of the IT department. Your job is not to eliminate risk or to take responsibility for anything that goes wrong associated with risk. The risk is now spread, and the other departments have to take responsibility for the risks that they create. And IT has to help them to understand what those risks are, as opposed to saying, do whatever you want and then we'll take the blame.